the light of divine guidance. My dear friends, I stand before you today to share the eternal truths that have been revealed to humanity through the ages. In these talks, delivered during my journey to Paris in 1911, I aim to illuminate the path towards spiritual awakening and unity among all peoples. The purpose of religion, in its essence, is to bring light to the world and foster love among all hearts. Yet, we find ourselves in an age where the lamp of religion has been obscured by the clouds of superstition and dogma. It is time to dispel these clouds and allow the radiant sun of truth to shine upon all humanity. The oneness of mankind. At the core of our spiritual journey lies the fundamental principle of the oneness of mankind. We are all leaves of one tree, flowers of one garden. The diversity we see in human society, in race, nationality, and culture, is not a cause for division, but a source of beauty and strength. Just as a garden is most beautiful when it contains flowers of every hue, so is humanity most glorious when it embraces the full spectrum of human diversity. Consider, my friends, how the human body functions. Each organ, each cell, plays its unique role, yet all work in perfect harmony for the well-being of the whole. So too must humanity learn to function as one organic unity, each individual and nation contributing its unique gifts for the betterment of all. The harmony of science and religion. Some may believe that science and religion are incompatible, but I assure you, they are complementary facets of human understanding. Science without religion leads to materialism, while religion without science degenerates into superstition. When in harmony, they elevate human consciousness and propel civilization forward. Imagine a bird trying to fly with only one wing. It would surely fail to take flight. In the same way, humanity needs both the wing of science and the wing of religion to soar to the heights of true progress and enlightenment. The equality of women and men. Another crucial principle for the advancement of humanity is the equality of women and men. For too long, women have been denied their rightful place in society, their potential stifled by unjust customs and beliefs. But I say to you, until women are given equal rights and opportunities, humanity will not achieve its full potential. Think of humanity as a bird. One wing represents men, the other women. Unless both wings are equally strong and developed, the bird cannot fly. So too, our world cannot progress and prosper until women take their rightful place alongside men in all spheres of human endeavor. The need for universal peace. My friends, the world is weary of war. The time has come for humanity to embrace universal peace. But this peace cannot be achieved through mere treaties and political agreements. True peace must be built on the foundation of spiritual unity and mutual understanding. Imagine a world where nations cooperate instead of compete, where resources are used for the betterment of all rather than the destruction of some. This is not a utopian dream, but a practical necessity for our survival and progress as a species. The power of true education. Education is the key to unlocking human potential and building a better world. But I speak not just of academic knowledge, but of spiritual and moral education. A truly educated person is one who has developed both their intellectual and spiritual capacities, who sees all humanity as one family and dedicates their life to serving others. Consider a seed planted in the earth. With proper nourishment and care, it grows into a mighty tree, bearing fruit for all to enjoy. So too does education nurture the seeds of human potential, allowing each individual to grow and contribute to the betterment of society. The transformative power of love. In conclusion, my dear friends, let us remember that at the heart of all spiritual teachings lies the transformative power of love. Love is the greatest force in the universe, capable of overcoming all barriers and healing all wounds. When we truly love, we see beyond the superficial differences that divide us. We recognize the divine spark in every human being. We are moved to act with kindness, compassion, and justice towards all. As you leave this gathering, I urge you to carry this message of love and unity into the world. Let your actions be a testament to the power of spiritual transformation. For it is through our collective efforts, guided by divine principles, that we can build a world of peace, justice, and unity. Remember, the light of truth shines within each of you. Let it guide your path and illuminate the way for others. Together, we can create a world that reflects the beauty and harmony of the divine creation.